The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's good Monday. Thanks for being with us. We are at Phoenix Country Club, and Larry Fitzgerald is putting on his annual golf tournament, and we have been pleased to be asked to participate in it. So I'm going to play today, and it'll be a lot of fun here at Phoenix Country Club. They had a big event last night that we were part of, too. Peter King is going to be with us coming up at 10:20, all things around the NFL draft. His mock draft is out, Football Morning in America's Peter King. Opening comments brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We, as always, appreciate their support. Panic in the streets about the Suns. And I am not going to go down the path of free throw shooting from last night. When you stand outside and shoot and shoot and shoot, and you're not the aggressive team, and it's postseason basketball, if you came to this show wanting me to say it's the ref's fault, no, turn the channel. It's not happening. Yeah, the disparity was a lot, but I thought Chris Paul, when was asked about the free throw disparity, he's like, what was it? And he's like, oh, well, we just got to get him next game. Monty Williams was out of character last night for him to go down that path, in my opinion. And I know some of you today, you're just like, oh, it was all the ref's fault. No, it wasn't. This team hasn't played well in a consistent basis. I don't think Chris Paul is at 100%. Substitutions last night were interesting in the fourth quarter where the game was still on the line. New Orleans is just hungrier, younger, more spry, more energy. The Suns' transition defense continues to be lacking. So for two games, they've not played well at all. And when it's, well, what happened? You know, this is regular season. No, it's not the regular season. You know, the idea that, well, they had this number in the regular season, none of that stuff matters. None of it. And they don't look good. They look like a team that are already being stretched out. While Golden State got pushed last night and lost, Golden State's going to get some rest. And, you know, it's just not falling the Suns' way right now, and I'm being obvious about that. I think they're going to win tomorrow night, going to go back to New Orleans. The fact that the Suns have home court advantage is big for them, but the fact that they're being pushed so hard and Chris Paul is having to exert so much energy, and Jay Crowder's not a young guy anymore. You know, you just see the young legs. And Mikal Bridges has logged a lot of minutes this year. So Brandon Ingram has had his way in this series pretty much. And not being critical, it's just a fact. And when you take a player away from Devin Booker's caliber and just give me next man up, Cameron Payne can't hit a three-point shot. That's a fact. Cameron Johnson doesn't look comfortable in his role. That's a fact. And so here we are in a battle of a series at 2-2. The draft is this Thursday, and the Cardinals right now, I'll talk with Peter King about this here in a few minutes. Right now, it's shaping up to me to be a draft where go after a wide receiver. You can make the argument for a offensive lineman, but if they go defense again, I'm just going to be like, come on, guys, come on. You went Isaiah Simmons, you went Zaven Collins. You've got to pacify your quarterback a little bit. You have to upgrade this offense a little bit. Last couple of years, Larry Fitzgerald's gone and Christian Kirk has been traded, so, or signed as a free agent. So where do you go? And I like Chris Olave at Ohio State a lot. You're going to have to pay a lot to get up to him. But I think wide receiver is the way I'd like it to go. One, or offensive line. One of those two spots. You know, don't give me running back and try and get cute on running back with Breece Hall at Iowa State sitting there in the mid-20s. No. Address the spots where they continue to need help, and that would be on the offensive line and wide receiver. If the quarterbacks fall, like if Kenny Pickett is the first quarterback to go off the board at, let's say, 20, that's what Peter had him at with the Steelers, then I'm pretty much open for business if I'm Steve Keim saying, look, you guys want to trade up, get one of these quarterbacks, we'll trade back. I'd be all about that. I would. Diamondbacks, they just kicked the ball all around all weekend. You know, their pitching continues to be good. Madison Bumgarner's been really good. He's updating his demo tape because he's not going to be here when the trade deadline comes. But man, if they could just not play with a fork and knife out on the field, and they'd be in more of these games. Yesterday, another great pitching performance. And the offense a little better, but still a long, long ways to go. All right. Take a break here at Phoenix Country Club, the Larry Fitzgerald Tournament. And on the other side, Peter King will be with us on a Monday. I'm Brad Sessmatt. All right, Peter King joins us for a few minutes. It is NFL Draft Week. We're at Larry Fitzgerald's golf tournament here at the Phoenix Country Club. Peter years ago did a piece on Fitz golfing overseas. You know his penchant for that. He said to say hello. I'll get right into it with you, time being short as it is. The draft and your mock draft is out. And this draft coming up this week, Peter, in a nutshell, how would you describe the lead up to this one?
Brad, I think it's pretty mysterious. If you look at the top of this draft, you look and see there are three general managers who hold the draft in their hands, all of whom have been on the job for a very short period of time. Joe Douglas with the Jets, he's got the fourth and 10th picks overall. Joe Shane with the Giants, who just got the job in January, they've got the fifth and the seventh picks overall. And Nick Caserio in Houston, who's been on the job for 15 months and who's got the third and 13th picks overall. And not that you can necessarily read a draft through the general managers, but you add the fact that there are very few quarterbacks who anybody are there are no quarterbacks that anybody is sure of. And quarterbacks are always the linchpin of any draft, along with the inexperience of these general managers in basically making a book that you can read on them. And so that's why I think this one is so hard to predict.
The quarterbacks, the earliest, and I want to give away your whole mock draft, but the earliest that you have is Kenny Pickett at 20 to the Steelers. Is there going to be a team that jumps up? Is it a surprise this year where, or is it just pretty defined? No, there's no surprises, Brad. This is it.
I think there definitely will be some surprises. I do. You know, as I was calling around the league, it was such a weird feeling. I would say, what do you hear about the quarterbacks? Well, not much. Don't hear anything. I almost gave a quarterback to Tennessee at 26, and I ended up not doing that, but I thought very long and hard about it because it reminds me a little bit of 2005. When the Green Bay Packers never in a million years thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to fall to whatever it was, 25. And there he is just sitting there. And sometimes, like this year, if you're these teams in the 20s and you need to ask yourself this week, what do we do if Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Desmond Ridder, and maybe Kenny Pickett are there when we pick at what would the Tennessee Titans say if they could get any quarterback they wanted sitting there at 26? I mean, it's easy to say, well, they've got so much money invested in their current quarterback that you can't cut Ryan Tannehill because of the cap charges. So why would you even be thinking about this? I think that they have thought about it, quite honestly. But I just think there is no clarity at the quarterback position, and that just really hurts trying to forecast a draft.
Yeah, and if I'm Steve Keim and I'm sitting there in the mid-20s, I have a quarterback. Yeah, we have an issue going on right now, but there's a lot of offseason to go. I'm trading down if I'm in that spot. I'm going to say, bring it on, guys, because can you find another defensive player? Last 2 years, Peter, they've gone defense with Simmons and Zaven Collins. Kyler needs help at wide receiver. I'd love to see one of these wide receivers fall, but I don't think Olave's going to be there unless he's able to trade up. So, you know, if you're Steve Keim just getting direct on the Cardinals, I think you're open for business.
If you're Steve Keim and you really want one of those receivers, I think even Jahan Dotson, the Penn State kid, who's probably the number six guy, I think even with him, you'd have to trade up. I feel strongly about this, and I understand that you want weapons for Kyler Murray, but I think sometimes, Brad, you have to look at the word weapon in a different way. And that is, I would feel better about this draft if I were the Arizona Cardinals and if I were Kyler Murray, I'd feel better about getting Zion Johnson, probably the best and most versatile interior lineman in this class. I'd feel better about getting him than I would about getting the sixth or seventh receiver in this draft.
Peter King with us, Football Morning in America. We're at the Larry Fitzgerald Golf Tournament here at Phoenix Country Club. Before I get you out of here, Debo Samuel, Baker Mayfield, are they still with their teams by the end of draft weekend?
I think so. I think it's much more possible, in my opinion, that that Baker Mayfield goes. But the problem is the Browns are going to have to pick up, I think, most of his salary. I don't know what you're going to get for a guy who everybody knows is going to be out of there. And the other problem with him is, Brad, you know, unless you really believe in him long term, what do you accomplish by bringing him in for 1 year? Right. I mean, maybe Seattle would do that. Maybe after the draft, if they don't take a quarterback, Carolina would do it. But it's just it just kind of muddies the waters in your building at quarterback.
I appreciate your time and your insight on draft week. As always, Peter, stay safe. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Brad.
There's Peter King, and we're back with more after this timeout.